Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. It's good to be with you. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and I'm sure it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it? My website is www.jbsba.com, and that's the short one. The long one is smallbusinessadvocate.com, if you like to type. We have that one, and the one in the middle is jimblasingame.com, and either one of those three will get you to entrepreneurial nirvana, a little bit of small business heaven, ladies and gentlemen, where you can read articles and listen to a couple of thousand archives. This show is replayed for 24 hours every day. The daily show is up on the website for 24 hours, and you can find out about all the books that our Brain Trust members sell. They have to sell. You can read a little bit more about them. We have a review of them. We have links there, so you can buy them if you want to. Check them out a little bit further. Links to all of our Brain Trust members. Lots of good stuff there. Check it out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, is one of those outstanding members of our Brain Trust, and I'm always excited when Karen joins us. She's the nobody in the world does more for small business pound for pound than this lady does. She's one of my heroes. She's the chairman of Small Business Survival Committee. She's the founder of that organization. She's the founder of We Inc., which is Women Entrepreneurs Incorporated. She is a nationally syndicated columnist. She just is such an important person in the lives of all small business owners. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be here, Jim, and happy Small Business Week.
How about that? Yeah, Small Business Week. And, you know, today is Small Business Day. Our buddy Nancy Michaels.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I understand Nancy was the one who got it put in the, what's the name of the book, the Halls book, or what is the, there's a book that has all the different days, you know, the National Tulip Day and all that kind of stuff. There's a book out there. I forgot the name of it. But anyway, today is, according to Nancy, got it established.
In this book.
In that book, that's right. And that's our story, and we're sticking to it, is Small Business Day. And, of course, now is this Small Business Week or is it next week? It's Small Business Month, I know. But is this Small Business Week?
Now you've got me on national radio here.
Well, the SBA says it's next week.
Okay, the SBA says it's next week.
Well, I don't think that they say it's next week. That's just when they've decided to celebrate it.
Okay, all right. See, I thought they were celebrating it during this week for the expo.
Yeah.
Down in Orlando, which is this week, right?
No, it's next week.
That's right. It's next.
It better not be. It better not be this week because I'm supposed to.
What week is it right now?
I'm supposed to be there all week. It's. You know, I'm pretty sure it's May 2004, Karen. Other than that,
okay.
Beyond that, I couldn't guarantee anything. But it doesn't. It doesn't matter because this is Small Business Month, and I'm celebrating it all week long. I mean, all month long.
You know, now that your listeners have a lot of confidence in me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the issues, something I know about.
Well, no, this brings up an important point.
Yes.
There is a silver lining. There is a blessing.
Every day is Small Business Day, and every week is Small Business Week.
Well, but seriously, though, Karen, there isn't one official. The President and the Congress and the Supreme Court have all determined that it's so week or day for small business. There is it's sort of a floating thing. And in my opinion, there ought to be a small business day. And when it's recognized by Congress, and I recommend that it's always on some certain Sunday of a month. May's fine with me. But the reason that I say Sunday is because that way it doesn't cost us any payroll.
Indeed.
Most of us.
Well, but Nancy said today is Small Business Day.
Well, that's
day,
just
right?
she posed that to the book, and they put it in there, and so.
Okay.
But the thing though is I'm serious about what I'm saying. I think I think any organization that creates half of the gross national product of the largest economy in the world ought to have a day where everybody pays homage to small business owners. Don't you?
Oh, no, I agree with you totally, because you're right. It has been floated, and we have celebrated this week in September, remember?
Well, exactly. The SBA kicked off their 50th anniversary back in September.
Right. But you're right. We do need to designate a day, and then that way, we could. It takes a while to build awareness and a brand around that day.
Well, labor has a day. The employees have a day. Why can't owners have a day?
Absolutely, I agree. So we're going to get to work on that.
We have to work on that, folks. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Karen's going to talk to us about one of the things she's going to talk to us about is a very important tax day. You thought it was April 15th, but it's really a day in May that we want to talk to you about right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend and yours, Karen Kerrigan. Now that because of the tax cuts,
right,
that day has been pushed back to what?
All the way. It was pre-April 15th. It was April 11th. And
wow.
Yes, because of the 2003. Yeah.
And, 2003 tax cuts.
Right. 1 and 3. And so those tax cuts really rolled back the date considerably. And that was one of the big news items from the Tax Foundation, who calculates this day. Well, actually, that's a registered trademark, Tax Freedom Day, has been rolled back to April 11th. So so our job has been, over the past couple of years, and particularly this year, is to try to maintain or even continue to push back Tax Freedom Day, to make those tax cuts permanent, because of a lot of these tax cuts that were enacted as part of the Bush tax relief packages expire. Then you will see that date, move towards the end of April back to May again.
Some of them expire the end of this year.
Yep, that's right. So you have to put, the ones like the marginal rates and expensing and, some of these other things. So that's going to be a big battle, actually it'll be a big debate point, in the upcoming presidential elections in terms of, the tax cuts on the rich theme and, versus, these tax cuts actually being really good and beneficial for small business and entrepreneurship.
Well, I've heard that there's a pretty good push going on right now. You would know more about this, to get those direct expensing deductions increased, or I shouldn't say increased, but extended 2 more years through 2006.
Yeah. And the reason why is, the small business expensing provisions, unlike some of the individual, the marginal rate cuts or the other, or some of the other tax cuts, were very supported very much on the bipartisan basis, that any of the individual expensing bills or legislation, that we've been working on for the past 5 years that led this one provision being vastly increased was due to the fact that it did have pretty sizable bipartisan support.
Right.
I mean, that was something that we could point to truly and said, hey, look, this had many, many, many Democrats as well as many, many, many Republicans behind this initiative. So that would be very good to get that extended or permanentized. But as you know, Jim, nothing would help the economy more and help to bring more certainty to the bottom lines of small businesses and bring more resources into the private sector than making some of those marginal rate tax cuts permanent.
I'm sure you know Congressman Chris Ciccola from Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And I understand he's working on in fact, he's going to be on the show tomorrow to talk about a new program he's got for a tax credit for hiring people. Are you familiar with that one?
I'm not quite, there's several up there. I don't know if this is the, there's the welfare to work tax credit. There's
this
various
one is
different
a,
types of tax credits. So.
I don't think this is welfare to work. I think this is a credit for small business owners. And again, I haven't gone through this enough yet because he's going to be on tomorrow.
Okay.
But it's It's I think it's $3,500 per credit for small business owners who just hire a new employee. But it may be welfare to work, but I'm not sure.
Well, no, yeah, maybe tied to something or maybe not. There's a lot of this type of legislation up on the Hill, but this would be really great legislation. And
it's a credit, not a deduction.
Right, and the congressman is a great friend of small business. He won one of our Hero Small Business Awards.
Right.
And
from the 2nd District there in Indiana.
What are some other
things that you guys are working on that the SBSC...
You know what? This always rears its ugly head, Jim. The minimum wage hike.
Oh,
starting wage hike.
Don't get me started on that.
Senator Ted Kennedy has threatened to attach...
The arch enemy of small business.
Has threatened to attach us on anything that moves on the Hill. Luckily, you know, some of his Democratic colleagues were able to get him off of adding the amendment on, for example, the internet tax moratorium.
Has anybody ever sat down with him, Karen, and explained to him how important small business is to paying his salary every? I guess he doesn't actually need a salary, but has anybody ever? You think anybody's ever sat down and say, "Let me explain something to you"?
Sure, but you know that's a useless exercise at this point.
It's useless, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And you know, so now we're going to be the class action reform bill is going to be moving through the Senate this week, and he said he's going to definitely, he's starting to attach it onto that. So we've seen these threats before. We get our letter up to the Hill. Our membership weighs in. But we think maybe if the Senate moves forward with class action reform this week, that this will be the real deal, because he knows that class action reform will pass. It does have bipartisan support, just like the extending the moratorium.
And he was planning on sticking a minimum wage increase.
Oh yeah, he's going to do it on something, and he's just waiting for the right vehicle. And I think this could be it this week.
Yeah, stand by, Karen. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan. She's the chairman and the founder of the Small Business Survival Committee. That's SBSC.org. Stand by. We'll be right back. 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to find out more about the SBSC, and you can do that by putting a .org on the end of SBSC and check out their website. There's always an outstanding article by Karen, at least one. There's always an outstanding article on there every week, at least by Ray Keating, the chief economist, who's also a good friend of ours. A lot of good information there. If you want to find out how your congressman, congresswoman, or senator voted on small business issues, the array of small business issues that they have an opportunity to vote on every year, if you want to find out how they voted, you can do that. They've got a scorecard for both houses there on their website. It's absolutely an awakening event when you see how your delegation votes on small business. And Karen, I really want to thank you guys for making that available.
Oh, gosh, it's our pleasure. It's great. And please do Chris Ciccola, when you have him on the show tomorrow, thank him for being a hero of small business. He did win our Small Business Advocate Award. And, you know, if it wasn't people like him, you know, I don't know where we would be. But he's a great guy. And he is just, you know, typical of one of our advocates that comes up with really creative solutions to help small business. And I think, you know, your listeners obviously will hear about that tomorrow in his proposal, his tax credit proposal.
And folks, I encourage you to join their organization, because when you do, what you've done is you've helped to empower somebody like Karen Kerrigan and Ray Keating and the others there in the SBSC. You've empowered them to go out and represent you and make sure that these politicians know that what you do is important. And if they find somebody doing something good, they pat them on the back. And if they find somebody who's doing something to harm us, you know, they haul them up short by the scruff of the neck and say, wait a minute, you got to stop doing that. And then nothing is more fun than watching Karen Kerrigan haul somebody up short by the scruff of their neck. That's a lot of fun. I've seen that. Karen, you guys are getting ready to do something with the Black Chamber of Commerce and another group, aren't you?
Yeah, tomorrow morning at the National Press Club, we launch a new effort called United for Jobs. And the three co-chairs of the effort will be SBSC, the National Black Chamber of Commerce, and another group called USA Next, United Seniors, because I don't know if you saw by a recent AARP study, but they found that the most entrepreneurial age group is our, you know, is the senior group or that pre-retiree group, and they're the ones that count on most for self-employment income. It's a fascinating study, and so this will be a great threesome, plus well, other coalition.
Tell Harry Alford there at the Black Chamber I said hello.
Oh, I will. Harry and I have been partners in small business stuff for a while, and he's great to work with. But anyway, our message in United for Jobs will, in a sense, be a counter to you know, some of the messages that the public is hearing from the environmental groups, particularly as it would be in this election year, as it relates to environmental issues. And you know, some of the solutions that the environmentalists are prescribing. You know, with respect to CO2 and global warming and, you know, CAFE standards and those type of things, would not only be, from our perspective, be, you know, devastating to our economy, but really drive up energy prices, hurt small businesses in terms of, you know, operations, and in effect, and also, and most importantly, drive jobs overseas. I mean, if we continue to jack up energy costs here, and do more to increase the cost of doing business, I mean, that's only going to embolden our international competitors. And you know what? And we're driving jobs to countries where they don't have the same type of good environmental standards that we have. And you need good economic growth and a growing economy to have a cleaner environment. I mean, that just goes hand in hand, to have the type of innovation and technological type of innovation that's necessary to continue to create clean sources of energy. And that's precisely what's happening in this country. But we do have still the environmentalists out there, not all environmentalists, the radical environmentalists, who are prescribing some of these solutions that are just really bad from a small business perspective.
They're bad for commerce, but especially, as you say, for small business. Well, good for you and the other two groups who are working on this. Karen, we've got about 30 seconds, 20 seconds, actually. Tell us about WE Inc.
Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. is a national association of entrepreneurs and women business owners, and we're dedicated to helping women business owners succeed through advocacy, networking, and education. I would encourage people to go to the website, we-inc.org. It is a fabulous organization. We have a great project with the Women's Bureau Department of Labor called Flex Options for Women. We have opportunities for people to get involved, to testify on the Hill. I am so excited about the growth of this organization, and I hope women entrepreneurs check in.
Thank you, Karen, for being
here. You
bet. Thank you for being you. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
You bet.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.